Hello, everybody, and welcome to Unhinged, a podcast created by yours truly, Donovan Perry. A little bit about me. I'm 18 years old. I go to Southridge High School. I'm a senior this year, obviously. Be weird if an 18-year-old wasn't a senior, you know. I must have been held back, some dumbass. Excuse my language. And the whole reason that I'm making this podcast in the first place, I really enjoy podcasts. I really do. I think they're really, you know, interesting to listen to. Interesting just to, you know, have something going on. You know, you're always thinking about something, like what they're saying, you know. And I'm hoping with this podcast that I can, you know, help make you guys laugh, help make you guys, you know, think about other things you guys never thought about before, you know. Maybe educate you on some things. I doubt that. I'm pretty dumb. And I just hope we have a really good time here. I've wanted to make this podcast for a super long time. Like, I have a tough time talking. If you guys can't understand me very well sometimes, that's probably why. I don't know what it is when I talk. When I talk, I just feel like my mouth gets, like, all watery, you know? Like a lot of water builds up, or moisture, whatever you want to call it. And it makes it really hard for me to speak, especially quickly. People can't understand me sometimes. And honestly, it kind of sucks, you know? Like, I get really self-conscious about it sometimes. It's definitely hard to deal with sometimes. People don't know what you're saying. And then you have to repeat yourself, and you just sound dumb, honestly. So, anyways, like I said, that's a little bit about me. So, like I said, I'm 18. I turned 18 in September 24th, to be exact. And, you know, being 18, it's got its perks, definitely, especially with family, you know. They definitely don't care as much anymore, and that's awesome. Yes, it is. So, quick little story. So, as I said, I'm in high school still. And I have this one teacher, my second hour teacher. Sweetest teacher, so sweet. And one day on my birthday, or actually, you know, same day, I'm talking about, I don't know why I said it like as if I'm talking about a different birthday. Anyways, I was a little under the weather, as kids say, and I was so tired, and so I passed out in class. Shouldn't have done that, but we had these Chromebooks, and I don't know if you know those are, but they're little laptops just stacked on the tables because we had to help distribute them out. And they were stacked up pretty high to where I can lay my head down and you can't see me. So that was my bad hiding spot. So like I said, I fell asleep, and sadly that was during my teacher's presentation. And when I woke up, she had just gotten done with the presentation, and I no joke jumped up and said, "So what are we doing?" I'm like, I had no idea what we were doing. And she's so sweet for this. And she was like, "Did you just sleep through my whole presentation?" And I was like, "No. Why did you assume that?" And like, obviously I'm lying. But screw her, you know? Like, she knows I did. Why'd she gotta ask to see if I'm a lie? Like, for real. I hate when people know you're lying. And they just want you to lie. You know, like, they know what really happened, but they want to see if you're going to lie. That's what I meant to say. Like I said, bad talking. So, like, what are you supposed to tell the truth? Yeah, I slept through your class to a teacher? Come on. I'm not that cool with those teachers. So, she's super sweet, though. Love her to death. So, for my 18th birthday, I also got a tattoo. On my right forearm, it says Memento Mori. And for those of you that don't speak Latin, here's what it means. It means remember death, okay? And when I say it like that, and when I say it in general, people give me the look like, "Oh, that's dark." And like, really, it just means YOLO. It's just a less douchebag way of saying YOLO. You know? I picked it, you know, I had a grandma that passed away a couple years ago, and that really changed my life and how I look at the world. Mac Miller is one of my favorite artists of all time, and he, talked about that a lot. So, I got a tattoo on my arm, and it's it's always funny when people are like, hey, what does it mean? And I'm just like, oh, remember death, you know? And they're always like, dark but cool. It makes me laugh every time. So that's, you know, what 18's like for me. Oh, and I had to buy a friend of mine jewel pods or something like that. I don't know what any of that stuff is. To me, that means nothing. Like, that's so stupid. So stupid. I don't get it at all. I don't get the point of it. And if any of you do, any one person that's listening to this, because no one's probably listening, can somebody explain to me what that even is and why it's such a big deal? Like, I don't see the point in it. Unless you're trying to break a smoking addiction. That's really all I could think of. But high school kids do it. Middle school kids do it. People who don't need to do it are doing it. And it makes no sense to me. You know, I don't get sick too often, but when I do, it gets pretty bad. Like right now, I don't feel too great, but I don't feel too bad. Like, I don't feel like crazy bad. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just don't feel good. Like, my head's hurting, my back's hurting, and my body like aches, you know. So I don't know if that's a sickness or it's just me being weak. But I have this one story. Like, one time in first grade, I had to throw up. Like, I was super sick, apparently. And as a class, we were sitting in rows on the ground as a teacher. I don't know if you remember that back in the first grade when your teacher would just put you in rows and read something to you that you didn't care about because you were 7 or however old, whatever age I was supposed to say. Like, and, you know, I just felt, you know, weird. It felt gross. I didn't know what I was feeling then because I'm like 2. I don't know. However old I'm supposed to be. So I raised my hand. I'm like, teacher, gotta get some water. Thirsty. Or, you know, not feeling good. And she doesn't even notice me. I'm like, okay, rude. But hey, still gotta go. And I keep thinking in my mind, like, yo, what's about to happen? My stomach is not feeling good. Like, something's coming up. I don't know what it is. And I'm in the back row. So there's rows in front of me, and there was this big kid sitting in front of me. And you know how when people sit sometimes and their butt crack hanging out? Yeah, that kid's butt crack is hanging out. I look down, dude, I swear to God, I threw up all over him. I don't remember much after that. So yeah, you know, it was gross, but couldn't help it, you know? I'm like 5, you know? That's the correct age. I don't even know anymore. But yeah, I threw up in this butt crack, and yeah, that happened. So I don't know who he is anymore. Hopefully he doesn't still think about that or want to kill me for that. But yeah, that's really about it for that story. I hope the fool doesn't hunt me down and try to kill me. So speaking of gross topics, to bring something to your guys' attention that many of you probably haven't thought about or have thought about but been too scared to come up about it. Picking your nose. I know it's a weird topic. People don't know what to do when they gotta pick their nose, like when they got bats in the cave, you know? Honestly, I'm gonna tell you the rules right now. You're in public, you get 3 seconds to pick your nose. 3 seconds max. That doesn't sound like a lot. Put your finger in your nose, count to 3. Yeah, that's a lot. And I mean, obviously, if you're not in public, who cares? But if you're in public, you get 3 seconds, or you get 3 little quick scoops. Once the 3 seconds or 3 scoops are up, that's it. That's it. You better wait till you around new people to go back and pick your nose, because if I look over and you're digging in there for more than 3 seconds, I might throw up in your butt crack. Alright, and that's probably about all I got for you guys, you know. This is just the first episode. If you are listening, any of you, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Depending on how much feedback I get on this, how many people really care. care about it, you know. I might make another one or make more. I hope I can. You know, I look forward to making more. I really enjoy having a place to just speak, you know. I think a lot of people should, you know, really try to find areas where they can just speak and talk about things, you know. Talking is key in life. But anyways, thank you all again. Have a great day or night, whenever you're listening to this. Peace out, guys.